Now,
thank you.
Let's move on, because Commissioun na mBan is the new regulator for broadcasting organisations and online platforms in Ireland. The Commission will have a very big reach because it will also have oversight of all the big online platforms which have their European headquarters in Ireland, a sprawling brief, as we say. So a number of commissioners, each with their own particular area of responsibility, but the Commissioner in charge of online safety, Niamh Hodnett, has come into studio for us this lunchtime. And you've come in because last week, new EU rules came into effect requiring big tech firms to do more to police harmful content published on their platforms. What's changed in the last number of days?
Thanks very much, Christopher, for having me here today. What has changed in the last number of days is that the Digital Services Act, the EU regulation, now directly applies to those very large online platforms and very large online search engines.
Facebook, Snapchat, Instagrams and so on.
From this weekend, exactly. So all those companies that you mentioned who have more than 45 million active users in the EU. So what they have to do now that's different is they have to take responsibility for removing illegal content on their platforms where it has been flagged and where there are notices of that.
Describe what you would qualify as illegal content, because it means different things perhaps to different people.
Yes, and if I might take a step back, what we're focused on commissioning the man is, in addition to applying the Digital Services Act, also to adopt an online safety code. So the Digital Services Act will address illegal content. So that's content that
obscene
is illegal.
Images of children, for instance.
Child sex abuse material, absolutely. Terrorism content online, non-consensual intimate image sharing, incitement to hatred, where that meets the criminal offence measure. Also other types of illegal content, such as harassment, where that also meets the criminal offence threshold. And all of those types of illegal content under the Digital Services Act, platforms will have to take greater measures to remove those where there are notices of them and to have effective complaint handling mechanisms in place so that users, yourself, myself, and all the other users of the internet will be able to flag those. And then those platforms, when there are notices of them, will take steps to remove those in a timely, diligent and expeditious fashion.
I think many people would sort of reflect on what online activity has been like and how difficult, and we've read about it in newspapers, particular individuals, including celebrities, have had getting material taken down from platforms that they would regard as intrusive or of a nature that is, you know, embarrassing and humiliating. So from the point of view of me and you in the street, what changes? What can I do that I couldn't do last week?
Well, there are a lot of changes ongoing. So in addition to these new binding obligations now being applied to the very large online platforms, we at Commission, and myself as the Online Safety Commissioner, are adopting a binding online safety code, which will have additional obligations for harmful as opposed to illegal content online. So the types of harmful content online we'll be looking at in our online safety code is content which could include cyberbullying, content which can promote eating or feeding disorders, content which promotes methods or knowledge or encourages self-harm or suicide. So those types of harmful yet not illegal content will also be covered by our binding online safety code. We are consulting on a call for inputs as to what should be contained, what measures should be contained to address that binding online safety code. We will be consulting a draft online safety code text later in the autumn and adopting that binding safety code after that. So that means next year we're going to be very much having moved from a period of self-regulation to a period of effective regulation in relation to online safety. And that means ourselves at Commission, and myself as the Online Safety Commissioner, together with my colleague John Evans, the Digital Services Commissioner, will be working hand in glove with the European Commission, who is also one of the lead supervising enforcers of the very large online platform and the very large online search engines.
People, I presume, would like to know that you have very big teeth, you can tear a chunk out of these guys' profits when they offend, and that you can act swiftly.
Yes, Chris, I suppose it's important to note that failure to comply with a binding online safety code attracts significant civil and criminal sanctions. So fines of up to 10% of worldwide turnover or 20 million, whichever is the greater, can be applied. And there are also criminal sanctions as well for certain breaches of the code. In relation to the Digital Services Act, fines of up to 6% of worldwide turnover can be imposed on the platforms. And the European Commission, as I said, is the lead enforcer and will be working very closely with them in relation to the very large online platforms and the very large online search engines. And the reason we're working closely with the European Commission is 13 out of the 19 very large online platforms and very large online search engines are established here in Ireland. So we'll be working hand in glove with the European Commission in relation to supervising and compliance for those platforms.
We will leave it there. Thank you very much, Neil.
Christopher, if I could add at the end, I just wanted to express my condolences and those of the Commission in relation to what happened in Clonmel and to the family, to the friends of the community there.
Yeah, I think we can afford you that courtesy, of course we can. Thank you very much, Niamh Hodnett, for coming in to talk to us today about online safety. No doubt children and safety online will be a big part of your brief. We'll talk to you again, no doubt. Listen, thank you very much indeed for coming in, and we'll be back in Clonmel after this break.